As I was a young boy, when growing up, my daddy had told me on many occasions about an experience he had up in the old Bald Hills, which is a wooded, hilly country up back of the old Baptist church out there, and the Methodist church at McBride. So he had told me that he got run out of there when he was just a boy with a cousin of his, Monroe Simmons, and how the dogs ran, went off and left them in the woods, and they had to run for dear life. And after they got to bed down at Uncle Sam Simmons's house, the horses kept snorting and raising sand, and the cows lowed, so they just knew this varmint had come over to the barn and was looking for them. So they were terribly scared that back in that day. So I still wanted to go hunting up there because it was a great place to hunt. So finally he agreed to take me up there. At that time we had an automobile. So he took me and three of my black boy friends, put us in the car and took me and the three or four black boys up there and put us out back of the old church, and we started hunting. And he told us where he'd pick us up about 11:30 down toward the old Galbraith place. So we were hunting through the woods and had caught three or four possums and had treed two or three polecats, but we let them go because the odor was so bad we figured we'd better not. That skunk, somebody said, and that's a good name for it. And if your dog ever ties into a polecat, he's through hunting for the night. He can't smell anything else the rest of the night if that musk from the polecat gets in his nostrils. So we called them off and didn't tie into the polecats. And we had these things, and of course we didn't have lights that we could carry with us, like a lantern or anything. We used pieces of pine, lightered pine we called it. That's the heart of the pine out of the stump. And we'd cut a piece of pine about 4 feet long and light it. And that's what we went through the woods with as our light. And then when that got burned out, of course you had to watch the resin from falling on your hand. If it did, there's a blister, and boy, it made a terrible sore, because that rosin falling on your hand would burn a place on your hand that took a long time to get well. So we tried to hold it at an angle to where the rosin wouldn't drip on you. Well, we were going through the woods, and all at once the dogs bayed, barking up a tree down the woods there from us, and we rushed down. And as we got near the tree where they were barking, the dogs come running back to us with their hair up on their back and their toes, their tail between their legs, and whining. And I began to get a little scared, but I couldn't let my little back friends think I was scared. And I could hear this thing go up that pine tree and then slide down, and the dogs would run in on it, and it'd start whipping the dogs, and they'd come running back to it. Well, of course, back in those days, we wore overalls and jumpers, they called, just denim, just like we got now is what it was, made out of a material just almost like the denims we got now. And I had on a jumper, and directly I felt something pulling my jumper tail back there. Those black boys had done lined up, each one holding to the other. They figured if I run, they wanted to go with me, so they were holding on to one another. I stood it just about as long as I could, and I said, let's go. Well, we threw the possums down, had about four of them in a sack, and I guess those possums died there. We lost the axe, and we lost all of our pine torches, kindling, and we ran. And I knew the direction the road was in, so I ran up to the road, and just as we got to the bank of the road, the dogs come running up behind us with their tails and whining. I thought the thing was still after us. So we jumped in the road, and we made a mistake. I was going the wrong direction. We went toward Union Church rather than going toward McBride. And we must have run about a mile and a half before I recognized where I was. And we turned around and came back by the place where we were and ran around the bend. And there sat my father with a fire built up in the middle of the road, the car parked there. And he said, well, boys, have you had a good night? Well, of course, we were just out of breath to tell him about this varmint that ran us out of the woods. Well, we never did go back in the Bald Hills. And you know, it was years after that before he ever told me that he was the one that ran us out of those woods. He got in ahead of the dogs and got in two sticks. And as the dogs come up, he come as climbing up the tree with those sticks. and then he'd slide down and like scared those dogs to death. He's standing there beating those sticks and climbing up the tree and then sliding down. Boy, he never had any trouble with us going back up there anymore. He broke us from under.